You're listening to SBS News.
There are 135,000 people all over the world holding Australian student visas, but many travel plans were stalled by COVID-19. Colombian William Otero is one of them, and he's now stranded in the US after flying there en route to Melbourne.
The idea is to travel as soon as possible because it's frustrating for us knowing that our dreams were paused by COVID.
The 31-year-old is one of hundreds who joined a social media campaign a fortnight ago asking for student visas to be put on hold or have the fee waived to extend the visa, and their pleas were heard, with the Australian government announcing changes including the restart for approvals of student visas requested internationally, waiving visa extension fees of $620, while online study overseas will count towards a post-study work visa, and graduates on a student visa can apply for post-study work visas from overseas. Extra time will also be given to provide English language test results. International student Daisy Ramirez says it's unclear when entry will be allowed and what the travel process might be, but she appreciates the outcome.
We are grateful to the Australian government for giving us answers because it's been months of uncertainty.
The sector says the flexibility was needed to keep Australia competitive. Phil Honeywood is from the International Education Association of Australia.
Canada and the UK, our key competitor markets who really have been making hay at our expense, have come forward with many of these provisions. It has taken a long time, but they're very much welcomed by the beleaguered international education sector.
But there are calls for more to be done for those already here, including from education analyst Dr. Angela Lehman.
Making sure that international students that are in Australia now are also feeling welcomed by the communities around them, and that they are acknowledged that they are travelling through the COVID crisis with us.
The federal government is also continuing with delayed plans to fly in international students under specific pilot programs, but it's unknown when Australia's borders will reopen. Catalina Flores, SBS News.